Everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. Everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. A philosopher is one who looks beyond the appearances, who looks beyond the world, who sees right through all the illusions. Now that's a big point there. A philosopher sees right through all the illusions. The philosopher is not concerned in the slightest about the illusions. The philosopher is not concerned in the slightest about what goes on in this world and how this world is conducting itself and how this world is appearing to all outer ways. The philosopher looks deep within. It is my joy to work with students at the university here. And while working with these students, they come and they present me with many very profound problems. And they say, but how can we say I'm whole and perfect when I am not? Now that's a profound problem, I tell you. How can we say I'm whole and perfect when the illusion is that I'm not? How can we say I'm whole and perfect when the illusion appears to be that I am not whole and perfect? Well, when we think about the reality of who we are, we think that how were we created to be? We're created to be whole and perfect. We're created to have personal integrity. We're created to have purity about us. We're created that to heal is to return to our original purity and integrity. Okay? If our original purity and integrity is wholeness and perfection, if our original reality is this, then why is it that we have the appearance of something different than our original purity? Well, is it because that we have eaten the wrong food? Is it because that we have lived in the wrong environment, that is the atmosphere? Is it because we have done anything in the outer that has affected our inner? And the answer is categorically no. The only reason that we are not experiencing outwardly a body that is whole and perfect that we would like to have is because inwardly we have the idea that we are less than worthy of our reality. People say, okay, I want to say I am God. All right, that's a very powerful statement. I am God. But you see, the moment a person says that, they want to immediately say, and everybody else is God too, and all the world is God too, because they don't want to sound as though they are God alone, that they are the unique God, that they are the perfect God, the one God. And you see, until we get past this block, until we get past this block of feeling that we have to defend our statement, I am God, until we get past that block, we will not make any stride into our spiritual illumination and awareness. And the reason we don't make any stride into our spiritual illumination and awareness is that what we do, what we say, and what we are is an indication that we really don't believe that we are God. For if we are God, we don't have to say, and so is everybody else. And if you say, I am man, and you say, well, and so is everybody else. And I am Herbert Byerly, and so is everybody else. Well, that doesn't ring true there, does it, to our sensitivity? And I am man, if you are thinking of male and female, that doesn't ring true for everyone. You might say, well, what about women? Yes. And what about dogs? And what about cats? And what about the plants and the flowers and everything else in this world that has equally the presence of the divine in it, in its totality? So you see, our logic gets us into all sorts of trouble when we feel we have to say, I am God and so is everybody else. When we look at the world, we say, Oh my, there but for the grace of God go I, meaning some tragedy has taken place, and that tragedy could very well have taken place in our life too. You see, we are so important, we are so wonderful, we are so vital, we are so dynamic, we are so exciting, and yet, what do? We want to discourage ourselves from being that dynamic, exciting, vital being by watering it down with the idea that so is everybody else, so is all. While it may be true, and it not only may be true, while it is true, that everyone is equally whatever our thought is, and if our thought is everyone is God, then everyone is God. But if our thought is everyone is not God, then the reality is that everyone is not God. The reality is everyone is not God. How can we, just by our word, say that it is not so? Well, we do this all the time. We do this all the time. And we miss seeing the beauty. We miss seeing the purity. We miss seeing the allness because we want to sort of water it down just a little bit. We want to say, yes, but not all of God. I am God, but not all of God. I am love, but not all of love. I am peace, but not all of peace. I am wholeness, but not all of wholeness. It is so tremendously important for us to just let go and be who we are. Okay, so you look out and you see the world as ugly. Then that's what's going on inside of yourself. That's a death knell. You have to say, I'm changing that. I see the beauty in the world. I see everything as beauty. I see everything as beauty. And everyone sees everything as beauty. But forget that. Forget that everyone sees everything as beauty. It's you that sees everything as beauty. It's you that is doing this. It's you that is the power of the universe. It's you that is the allness. It's you. Only you. Yes. Only you. And when, if I be lifted up, the Christ told us, all the world will be lifted up unto me. So if I change my attitude, if I change my thinking, if I change the direction of all of the thoughts that are in my mind to a positive, powerful, dynamic, wonderful direction, then all the world is lifted up into that wonderful, positive, dynamic direction, not because they weren't there, but because my thought about them was not there. And now they are revealing in my thinking what they always were and always will be. What do you think always will be? What is the direction of your thought? What's the direction of my thought? Do I always look at everyone? Do I look right through the illusions, the appearances, into the truth? Do I look right through any outward symbol that might say, limitation, limitation, limitation? Do I look through anything like that? And what happens when I look through things and see past these outer limitations? What happens? Well, what happens is that I have put a cause in motion so dynamically and so forcefully and so wonderfully that it is a powerhouse of the universe. It is expressing itself in a dynamic, beautiful, fantastic way right now, and it is glorious and good because I am its master. I am its allness. I am the truth. I am that I am. And so it is, and so it will always be, because we are in charge. We are in charge of our world. We are in charge of our life. We are in charge of all the experiences that take place, because we create them out of our thinking. And by our creating them out of our thinking, what have we done? What have we done by creating them out of our thinking? What we have done by creating them out of our thinking is to give them reality in our world of experience, to give them reality in our world of life and love and purity and goodness, to give them reality, for that is all that matters. That is all that need ever matter, because that is who we are. That is who we are, and that is what life is all about. We are the creative force of the universe. We are the one who sees the beauty in life. We are the one who sees the wholeness in life. We are the one who sees the isness in life. We are the ones who see everything that has any content at all about it, anything that has any reality at all about it. We are the ones who see it, who know it, who live it, who are it. And it is so exciting. It is so wonderful. Yes, everything has beauty, but everyone does not see it. If we see everyone not seeing it, we don't see it. When we see the beauty in life, when we see the wonder, the magic, the isness of life, then everyone else sees it too. And how great that is! How great that is! Yes, we are wonderful creators. We are wonderful masters. We are wonderful philosophers. And the philosophy that we're sharing, teaching, loving, and living is the philosophy that we have learned and taught ourselves is the most important philosophy there is. Be yourself and have fun. Have a wonderful day. Do great things and know that I am always there, loving you, seeing past any illusion to the reality that you are, to the reality that I am. Join me. It's a lot of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.